Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, May 12, 2025.
OpenAI and Microsoft Partnership Update. OpenAI is on the brink of a major change as it negotiates with Microsoft to update their multi-billion-dollar partnership ahead of its initial public offering, or IPO. With Microsoft having invested over $13 billion, this collaboration is vital as they navigate the rapidly evolving world of artificial intelligence. A key point of discussion is the ownership stake Microsoft will receive in OpenAI's new for-profit venture in exchange for its significant funding. Reports indicate that Microsoft may consider giving up some of its stake to access new technologies developed after 2030. Additionally, Microsoft is revising a broader agreement made at the start of their partnership, which includes a project with Oracle and SoftBank Group to invest up to $500 billion in new AI data centers across the U.S. As OpenAI prepares for its IPO, it plans to share a smaller portion of its revenue with Microsoft, its largest backer, potentially altering the financial dynamics of their partnership. These discussions are crucial for the future of AI technology and its impact on our lives.
Key events of the week, May 11, 2025. This week marks the 80th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, celebrating the end of World War II in Europe on May 8, 1945. A crucial moment occurred with the election of a new pope at the Vatican, impacting millions of followers around the world. Tensions are rising in Kashmir, where disputes between India and Pakistan continue to escalate. Significant events also unfolded in Pulwama, Moscow, and Mogadishu, while Louisiana and Massachusetts made headlines in the United States. London and Tel Aviv were also in the spotlight this week. These developments are shaping our global political landscape, raising important questions about the future.
The race for rare earth elements. The race for rare earth elements, or REs, is heating up and becoming a critical national security issue. These 17 vital elements are essential for making high-tech devices, batteries, and renewable energy technologies like electric vehicles and wind turbines. As countries strive to cut carbon emissions and embrace clean energy, the need for REs is skyrocketing. China currently plays a leading role in the global market, controlling a large share of the supply. This dominance raises concerns for nations like the United States and Australia, which are actively seeking alternative sources to secure their supply chains amid rising international conflicts. However, we can't ignore the environmental consequences of rare earth mining, which often leads to serious ecological damage affecting local communities. As the world pushes for progress in clean energy, it's crucial to consider the human and environmental costs of acquiring these essential resources.
First group of white South Africans depart for U.S. under Trump refugee program. On May 11, 2025, 49 white South Africans boarded a plane at Johannesburg International Airport after receiving refugee status under a program started by Donald Trump. This group, primarily Afrikaners, was seen with luggage wrapped in theft-proof cellophane as they prepared to fly to Dulles Airport near Washington, D.C., before heading to Texas. The program has ignited heated discussions in both South Africa and the United States. Critics argue it oversimplifies the complex issues of race in South Africa, where white South Africans still hold an unequal share of wealth and land, owning three-quarters of private land and having about 20 times the wealth of the black majority. This situation raises important questions about U.S. immigration policy and its impact on racial relations. Many believe that prioritizing white refugees overlooks the struggles faced by non-white asylum seekers. As this story unfolds, it highlights the ongoing complexities of race and privilege in both nations. What does this mean for the future of immigration policy?
CATL's ambitious IPO plans. CATL, a top battery manufacturer, is aiming to secure at least 31.01 billion Hong Kong dollars, or about $3.99 billion, through its upcoming IPO on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. This event is set to be the biggest share sale in Hong Kong for 2025. The company plans to offer 117.9 million shares at a maximum price of 263 Hong Kong dollars each. If demand is high, they could raise up to $5.3 billion with a special option for additional shares. Over 20 major investors, including Sinopec and the Kuwait Investment Authority, have already pledged to buy shares worth around 2.62 billion Hong Kong dollars. Pricing is expected to happen between Tuesday and Friday after this announcement, with the final price revealed by May 19, 2025. CATL shares will be offered at a slight discount compared to its Shenzhen-listed stock, and they received special permission to skip publishing a minimum price. What could this mean for the future of battery technology? Stay tuned.
Philippines midterm elections, a high-stakes showdown. On May 11, 2025, the Philippines held midterm elections, igniting a fierce showdown between President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and Vice President Sara Duterte. With over 18,000 political positions at stake, this election is critical. The Senate needs at least 16 votes to convict Duterte in her upcoming impeachment trial over serious allegations of fund misuse and unexplained wealth. Marcos is determined to advance his agenda and influence the future for 2028, while Duterte's political future hangs in the balance. Tensions between the Marcos and Duterte families have escalated since the 2022 elections. In March 2025, former President Rodrigo Duterte was arrested by the International Criminal Court for his controversial war on drugs. Analysts, including Aries Aragay from the University of the Philippines, view this election as a referendum on Marcos's leadership, with significant implications for governance and international relations.
Trump's executive order on drug prices. On May 11, 2025, President Donald Trump revealed plans to sign an executive order aimed at cutting prescription drug prices in the United States. This order seeks to ensure that U.S. drug prices match those of other wealthy countries, potentially lowering costs by 30% to 80%. Known as a pricing policy that guarantees the U.S. pays the same as the lowest price, this initiative comes as the U.S. spends over $400 billion a year on medications, the highest in the world. During Trump's first term, a similar proposal was blocked by a court, which could have saved taxpayers more than $85 billion over 7 years. The new executive order aims to revive negotiations for lower drug prices, especially for Medicare. However, some industry lobbyists worry that government price setting could limit access to medications. As many Americans struggle with high healthcare costs, this executive order could reshape how drug prices are determined, making medications more affordable for everyone. What does this mean for your wallet?
Market optimism amid U.S.-China trade talks. On May 11, 2025, Wall Street stock futures jumped as a wave of optimism swept through the markets, driven by ongoing trade discussions between the United States and China. The U.S. dollar gained 0.4% against the Japanese yen, reaching an exchange rate of 145 Japanese yen and 90 sen, signaling a positive shift in market sentiment. The S&P 500 futures rose by 1.1%, while NASDAQ futures climbed 1.4%, as investors hoped for a resolution to trade disputes that have lingered since 2018. Geopolitical tensions also seemed to ease, with a delicate ceasefire holding between India and Pakistan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed his readiness to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Turkey, hinting at potential diplomatic progress in Eastern Europe. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent mentioned substantial progress in trade talks, while Chinese officials reported an important agreement and plans for a new economic dialogue forum. Overall, these developments contribute to a more stable economic outlook, with investors closely watching the effects on global trade and economic growth.
Ceasefire between India and Pakistan holds amid tensions. A ceasefire between India and Pakistan has been holding since May 11, 2025, despite accusations of violations from both sides. This truce came after 4 days of intense fighting in Kashmir, resulting in about 70 deaths and marking one of the worst escalations in violence in decades. The conflict involved missile and drone attacks on military bases. U.S. President Donald Trump has offered to help both nations find a peaceful resolution to the Kashmir dispute and aims to boost trade with them. Although the ceasefire was announced on a Saturday, reports of gunfire were still heard in Indian Kashmir shortly after. The Kashmir conflict has a long history, dating back to the partition of British India in 1947, with both countries claiming the region. Following the ceasefire, Indian military officials have given commanders full authority to respond to any violations. While residents in Amritsar began returning to normal life, authorities warned of unexploded bombs in some areas. This ceasefire is a crucial moment in the ongoing struggle for peace in South Asia, emphasizing the need for continued diplomatic efforts and respect for the rights of the Kashmiri people.
UK immigration reforms announced. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has unveiled new measures to put the brakes on immigration. This decision follows pressure from Nigel Farage, leader of the Reform UK party, as net migration has soared to an astonishing 906,000 in the year leading up to June 2023, a significant jump from 184,000 in 2019. Under the new rules, immigrants will face longer waits for social benefits, with the path to settlement and citizenship extending from 5 years to 10 years. However, skilled workers like nurses and engineers will be fast-tracked through the process. Interior Minister Yvette Cooper has also imposed limits on skilled worker visas, restricting them to graduate-level applicants and preventing care sector companies from hiring abroad. Starmer emphasized that all aspects of immigration policy, including work and family, will be tightened to better manage migration numbers. These changes have raised concerns among businesses that rely on foreign labor, as they may struggle to fill job openings. Neil Carberry, chief executive of the Recruitment and Employment Confederation, warned that these measures could slow down economic growth.
Professor Mahesh Anand receives lunar samples from China's Chang'e 5 mission. Professor Mahesh Anand, a planetary science expert at Open University in Milton Keynes, England, has made headlines by receiving lunar samples from China's Chang'e 5 mission. This exciting event marks the first return of lunar samples to Earth in nearly 50 years. The Chang'e 5 mission, led by the China National Space Administration, successfully brought back 1,731 grams of lunar material in 2020. Anand is among a select group of scientists chosen to study these precious samples, which he describes as treasures from the moon. He received 3 samples, each weighing just 20 milligrams, carefully selected from different lunar locations to answer specific scientific questions. The research aims to uncover the moon's origins and the history of elements like hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and noble gases in our solar system. With advanced lab equipment capable of magnifying materials up to 1 billion times, Anand is set to conduct detailed analyses. Chinese ambassador to the United Kingdom, Zhang Ziguang, congratulated Anand on social media, highlighting the importance of international collaboration and scientific progress. Anand expressed his gratitude for this recognition and emphasized the potential for long-term cooperation in space research, believing that scientific endeavors can bridge political differences.
Pope Leo XIV address on AI and social justice. On May 11, 2025, Pope Leo XIV delivered his first speech to the College of Cardinals at the Vatican, shining a light on the powerful effects of artificial intelligence on society and its role in social justice. He drew inspiration from Pope Leo XIII, who championed workers' rights in the late 1800s through his influential letter, Rerum Novarum. Pope Leo XIV raised concerns about AI's ability to spread false information and worsen social inequalities, citing a troubling incident in 2023, where Pope Francis was misrepresented by AI-generated content. He stressed the Church's crucial role in addressing these modern challenges, calling for the protection of human dignity and justice in our rapidly changing world. This speech marks a key moment in the Catholic Church's ongoing conversation about technology and its societal impact, urging us to reflect on the ethical dilemmas posed by advancements in AI.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.